Welcome to Coatesville Connection, bringing you interesting interviews and homilies from clerical and religious leaders in the city of Coatesville. Each month, Holy Spirit Radio highlights a unique aspect of the city and its people of faith. And now, here is your host, Barbara Schenkel.
Good morning. This morning we're joined by Alex Algarme, and he is with Couples for Christ. He's also a parishioner of St. Joseph's Parish in Coatesville. Welcome, Alex.
Hi. Thank you, Barbara.
Alex, I'm good. I'm so glad to have you back on the show. It's been a while since we've spoken. I want you to tell us a little bit about the Couples for Christ movement there, and especially in Coatesville. And then you have an upcoming, very exciting youth retreat. But let's talk a little bit about what Couples for Christ is.
I'm so happy and glad to be back to your program. I want to talk about Couples for Christ. Couples for Christ is a family movement that was started in the Philippines in 1981 with 16 couples. And those 16 couples realized that the program is beneficial to all families, not only for them. So they started spread it out to other families. So, in short, since 1981, with the 16 couples, now it's in, I think, more than 130 countries all over the world with close to a million members. And one of that is here in the Philippines. In fact, me and my wife joined Couples for Christ 22 years ago in the Philippines. And then we came to the U.S. In 1997. We started in New Jersey, and we looked for the local chapter of Couples for Christ in New Jersey, and we found them. And it's the same culture, the same activity that they're doing, that we're doing in the Philippines, so we feel at home. And here in Pennsylvania, we have around 125 persons, individuals, members of the community. And I think it's around 80 couples, and it breaks down with the ministries. In Couples for Christ, we have ministries for everybody. That's why we call this ministry as Womb to Tomb, because we always have a ministry from Kids for Christ. Kids for Christ ministry is from 4-year-old up to 12-year-old. And then when you're 12 to 21-year-old, we have Youth for Christ. And after that, for the young adults, we call them Singles for Christ, 21 years old until 40-year-old. Excuse me. And then when they get married, we transition them to Couples for Christ. And then when either the husband and wife passed away, or the wife is interested and the husband don't want to get involved, we have a ministry for women. We call Handmaids of the Lord. And then we have Servants of the Lord for single, matured men.
That's really complete.
Yeah.
I love the fact that it does get you involved in every aspect of your social life and integrates it into the church, integrates it into a model of service and of community, fellowship. Is that one of the reasons that attracted you and your family to this?
Yes. One of the reasons is it supplements the teaching of the Catholic Church. So every Sunday we go to church, attending Mass, and then most of our activities in Couples for Christ, we're doing it we have weekdays. We call it a household, a small group of 5 to 7 families that we group together. And then every week we meet in one of the house of that household member. And also once a month as a big family ministry in Pennsylvania, we meet once a month as a big group to, you know, inspire, have fellowship, have worship and prayer together with other members of Couples for Christ. And in the Philippines, it's pretty much integrated to the parish. Here, we're still working out with integration with the parish because our numbers here is not a lot yet. So we're kind of scattered from different parishes in the diocese. But our directive is to really integrate to the parish. And right now, the best ministry that's really attracted to the parish right now is the youth. That's why in St. Joseph's Coatesville, we have a parish-based CFC Youth for Christ. We just started it last year, and we will have 10 youth that will be attending this coming youth camp, youth retreat, in actually this weekend, March 17, 18, 19, at Camp Andrews.
Oh, wow.
And also we get support from the local parish group, like the Knights of Columbus. In fact, they are sponsoring the registration fee of our youth. And I'm so glad and so happy that with the support and all the people in the parish are really happy and excited that there's something for the youth. There's some program that the youth can be involved after they completed their confirmation class.
Bridge is really where that critical juncture is in terms of the drop-off with regard to catechesis. Well, so I'm just reiterating what you're saying, that this movement, Couples for Christ, is just sort of just beginning to grow in Pennsylvania. You don't yet have the Couples for Christ parish-based model. But what's really taking off is this Youth for Christ, and that you do have that based in St. Joseph's Parish in Coatesville, and that you're taking 10 people to this wonderful retreat upcoming, and it's being co-sponsored by the Knights of Columbus. What a wonderful idea of the community all stepping forward to help fund and to bring these kids together. Now, talk a little bit about this group that you have at St. Joseph's. Is it very diverse? Do you have multi-languages, or how does that work?
Yes, it's very diverse. We have members from the Spanish community, members, the children of the people who are actively serving the church, and also some children of the catechist itself. And some of them are my students, because I'm teaching CCD, or the PRIP program, mm-hmm. confirmation class, in order for me to position myself to invite them and get to know them while they are still in prep class. And then after they complete the confirmation class, is to invite them to join the youth group. And some of them are responding well. And, of course, there are also active Spanish community in St. Joseph, Coatesville, and I think they have some programs as well for the youth. So as long as they are being active, my goal is I want to see my students for confirmation class being active in the church, even though they're done with the prep.
Yeah, that's the problem that a lot of churches are facing, that once the students get through the catechesis for confirmation and receive the sacrament, you rarely see them again. And this is a great way to engage them and to have them come back and talk a little bit about what it requires of a student who is going to join this movement, either the youth group or the Youth for Christ. What does it require of them, and what does it do in terms of their formation? How does that continue on?
For the formation, there's not really a requirement. But for the St. Joseph Parish, we invited the youth that completed their confirmation class between 12 to 17 year old. And then, we want to make sure that their parents get involved as well. And one of the entry points, actually, is the youth camp. But we also invite them in our monthly meeting so that they get to know each other, be comfortable with each other. And then by the time with the youth camp, they're pretty much have a tight group already, and they will have a good experience during the weekend. And hoping when they're back from the youth camp, they're the Holy Spirit and the experience that they had for that weekend will grow in their heart and give them the courage to invite other youth. Because it's effective if the youth, they invite their friends to come to the youth group rather than the parents invited them. So that's the hope, that the youth will grow through their effort as well.
It's a great model. Talk a little bit about the youth camp, which is upcoming.
Yes, this is a very, very exciting youth camp. And it's very unique. As the previous youth director of our diocese, Beth, one time she observed the youth camp, and one thing he immediately noticed, that our youth camp, this youth camp, it will be led by the youth themselves. We have a training track for the youth leaders, and the youth leaders will be leading the youth camp. They're the one who will facilitate. They're the one who gives talks. Youth will be the one who will lead the worship, the prayers. There's a prayer over session on Saturday night, and the youth will do that. So what happened is it composed of a series of talks. I believe there are 5 talks on that. And on Friday night, there's one talk, and then some kind of orientation. We will have a orientation night for the parents to introduce them, some rules and logistics of the camp. And then on Saturday night, series of talks. After the talks, they will group into small group, and we will assign one youth for their facilitator. So every talk, there's always a discussion afterwards. And then they will have some games. And then before lunchtime, we normally go to zip line. Because the main principle in CFC Youth, including that camp, is the 4 F's, which is the fellowship. They will have fun, and they will have strengthen their faith. And, of course, they will have a friendship. Yeah. Friendship, fun, fellowship, and faith. So all the activities are evolved on those 4 F's. And also, of course, there are parents there, like me and my wife. We know the safety environment of the camp, so we want to make sure we have the right ratio, and want to make sure all their needs have been provided, and we arrange all the setup on the camp. Want to make sure they will. We let them know for any schedules for the meals, and we want to keep track of their schedules, and also the safety. We provide first aid and whatever they need, we're there.
Mm-hmm.
But for the program itself, youth leaders are the one who are running them.
And I'm assuming that you're going to have sacraments and confession and all that sort of thing, right?
Yes. Normally we do anticipated Mass on Saturday night. And then before the Mass, we normally have a confession. And then we'll have Mass. And at night, they will have a talk about Holy Spirit. And then they will have a prayer over session. And then at the end of, it's very late, they will have some program that will, show and encourage them to show their talent and gifts that God has given them through a fun environment program. And at the end of Sunday, we invite the parents to join them on the last talk, and then we will have a pray-over session. The parents will pray over the participants, the youth, and then the youth will pray over the parents. And then there will be a one-on-one talk from parents and the child. They will have, we'll give them a time to talk about. And then, like heart-to-heart talk, the parents will, we ask the parents to bring a letter to the child, to the participant, and the participants will prepare a letter to their parents. So what the contents of the parents is really try to a letter of thanksgiving, of thanksgiving and appreciating each other, and also this is the time for healing. Also, we encourage them to apologize or say sorry and talk about it and start a new clean plate from now on. Any broken relationship most of the time has been healed on that weekend. And there's always a strong connection from the youth and the parents.
And right. I imagine that the kids form friendships that continue beyond the camp, right?
Right. Yes. After the camp, they really have a strong relationship with each other because they, you know, for that 3 days, they share one another about their life. They have tears, their joy. They really build a strong relationship, and that's become a bonding for them. Even though they're not belong in the same parishes, they're not belong in the same school, but they still get connected afterwards.
Yeah.
Because after that, after the camp, it's only a beginning. There's a continuous and consistent meetings after meetings. We normally do every other week meetings. And then once a month, we'll have a big meetings for the youth. So there's always a constant communication.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. We're speaking with Alex Algarme, and he's here to talk about Youth for Christ and as part of this overarching movement called Couples for Christ. One of the things that intrigued me when you talked initially about all the different ministries that you have is this idea of the young adult for Christ. Now, this Youth for Christ goes up to, I would imagine, the end of high school or maybe junior year of high school, and then you get into a different area with young adults. So talk briefly about the young adults for Christ.
The young adults ministry in Couples for Christ, we call them Singles for Christ. Like I have two daughters right now in college, so they've been leader of Youth for Christ. Now they transition to Singles for Christ. And in fact, we are also the one who coordinating as a coordinator for the Singles for Christ. So what is it? Is, we have another set of teachings, pastoral formation track for singles or young adults, because the level of issues and problems that they encounter is different when they're in youth compared when they're in young adults, especially when they go to college and they're away from the family. So we want to make sure that they're still being nourished pastorally. So one of the teachings that they get, how to be in Christ in the workplace, how to be a good steward of your resources, because some of our most of them are already working at the same time in college, and also it's a good environment for them to continue the nourishment that they learn from while they're in youth. And also, this is a continuation of the Youth for Christ. Because if you don't have a program like this, even though they are leaders, even though they are formed, they're teens, now they will have a freedom. They have, they're working, they're independent, they're making money. So it's easily for them to really, you know, be influenced by the world, and they have a lot of options. There's a lot of reason for them to really go away from the church and you know, diminish their faith. But through Singles for Christ, we're able to maintain those until later on they get married and they become couples for Christ.
The other thing that intrigued me, Alex, was the idea that you have this program called Handmaids. And is this typically widowers, or what age would that be? Or is this just a person who's chosen a single life?
Yes, either divorce, widower, that's handmaids of the Lord, and for men is servants of the Lord. These are the matured women that want to get involved with the community. So we have a separate pastoral track for them as well. And also it includes some couples. We try to invite them to get involved in Couples for Christ, but the husband is not ready yet. He said, okay, I don't have time for that. My wife is very interested. So the wife can still join in Handmaids of the Lord ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And the teaching are geared towards women of Christ, how they lead their family as a woman. Some are single mother, how they raise their children as a single mom, and how they strengthen their faith as a woman. And also we get involved, some of the women in our community get involved with the diocese. There's women's conference. We also get involved to that. Same with these men, husbands and members of Servants of the Lord. Like recently in Man Up, Philly, I think 13 of us participated in that. And it's very good experience for us, surrounded by all men of Christ with the same mindset, to be strong in Christ, man up with our faith, man up with our family. And I'm so blessed that I'm surrounded with this family in the community Couples for Christ. It will become a small community that strengthens one another. So it's hard to exercise your Christian faith alone, especially in the workplace, but through this environment, we're able to express ourselves freely. We express our faith. We're able to witness, to share, to inspire one another, and bring our family to Christ and stand up for a strong family.
Well, Alex, let's tell our listeners how they can find out more about these programs. We're talking with Alex Elgarme. He's here to talk about Couples for Christ, and there's many different ministries. We've been talking about Youth for Christ, Young Adults for Christ, and then you have the program for the single or for the couple where one of the spouses may be more ready to delve into a spiritual relationship than the other, so there's a venue for that. But tell our listeners how they can get involved if they're more interested or want to become more involved in this movement.
Yes. If you want to get involved, you can call me directly. My name is Alex, and my wife, Annelie Elgarme. We're from Coatesville. My phone number is 484-802-7600. And also, we have website nationally, and all our contact information are there as well. All the leaders in CFC Pennsylvania, our area leader, Ricky and Rose Makasakit, they're in the Delaware County area, close in Philadelphia. And we have numbers of leaders. We have youth coordinator, we have Kids for Christ coordinator, we have Handmaids of the Lord coordinator. If you go to couplesforchristusa.org and you click contact us and you click the map of Pennsylvania, any of those contact information you can connect, you can access. But if you want to call me again, my number is 484-802-7600, or you can send me email aalgarme@gmail.com. That's aalgarme@gmail.com. We will be happy and glad to present to you what is all about Couples for Christ and how can it help your family, your parish. And we will be very happy to share what we experience in this community. It's a lot of joy, and we are always excited and has the passion to share it with other family.
Well, as we close, Alex, can we close in prayer, and let's just lift up the family. which is under so much duress right now. And culturally, it's hard, given the fact that so many families are broken and experiencing so much pain and suffering. So let's just lift up a prayer that this movement, it's on someone's heart, maybe to find out more about this, that their heart would be moved to call or to look up on the internet a little bit more about this service. So let's close with a prayer.
Okay. So let's put ourselves in the presence of the Lord. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're just going to worship and praise the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, for allowing me to share to all the listeners about the good news that we receive in Couples for Christ, and be able to share this with the other family who are seeking and looking for deepening their faith through family values and deepening their relationship with Christ. And we ask you, Lord, to bless this community, Couples for Christ, especially here in the area of Pennsylvania, that we're able to be a good instrument and we follow our service to you, our calling to spread this good news to other family and other parishes. May our ministry will flourish in every parish of this diocese, and may the Lord will bring back the God's plan for the family, to bring the family together with a father and mother and children with harmony and peace at home, with prayers in the home, and with the children who are very active and close to one another with their parents and close to the church, and strengthen the family that will be a soldier, a strength of the parish, of the church. So, Lord God, we praise you and thank you for this wonderful community Couples for Christ that will be a gift to the parish. So we just would like to lift up to you for all the listeners that they may respond. May our God will touch their heart and allow this community to be part of their life. And may our God will bring the community to their family so that they will have joy as well as the joy that we're experienced in all the things, all the activities and teachings that we receive from this community.
Amen.
So Lord, we just ask you to bless each one of us, keep us safe, and keep us away from the attack of the evil one. We know that this battle is not over. The battle is not in a human form. We know that the family is the basic unit of society, and always it's always being attacked with the evil one, because the family, once you break the family, you break the society, break the charts. So we're here, Lord God, we ask you to give us strength, to strengthen our family, as well as the people who are listening right now. For this we ask in Jesus' name, who lives and reigns with you with the power of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. Alex, thank you for joining us on Coatesville Connection this week.
Thank you, Barbara. I'm glad and so happy to share the good news of Couples for Christ.
Amen. Yeah.